Welcome to the Homebodies Podcast. Do as Charlie does.
Maybe not Sky. Anyways.
We are back. Maybe not on schedule, but we're back.
We're getting there. You know, baby steps. One step at a time. First we're back, and then we get back on schedule.
That's right. Well, here in Peru, it's still winter. Still the cold season, and I have a cold. It's not COVID, thankfully, but I've been miserable this past month, to be honest. I've been sick this whole month. Damn.
That's disgusting.
That's
disgusting. Shit.
Disgusting. It's not ideal, I have to say. Not in the slightest. I had an event last week, but where I had to like host. And I was talking kind of like this and then going like this because I couldn't help it, you know? So that was embarrassing.
I'm sure they didn't know this.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I do have to say I'm better at being a host than my coworker. She was not really doing well this time. She looked unhappy, and I guess she was unhappy. Like, I mean, I would too, but it's her fault. So, a little bit of...
It's the one that we talked about, wasn't it?
Of course, yes. So, I'm going to update you, okay? So, after the event, she was with her boyfriend, you know, the instructor. And I guess one of them had something of, I don't know, from all the partying that she did. She got COVID. But she didn't know until that Wednesday of the next week. And so she sent us her COVID test, you know, that first one that was handwritten, and nobody gives out handwritten like tests, you know. It was kind of suspicious. It was kind of sus, I have to say.
Okay. Did it look like her handwriting, or did she at least try to write it with her left hand?
I have no idea, but it did have a doctor stamp. So I don't know. I mean, her boyfriend is a doctor, so I'm sure that he could have, like, you know, put a hand in there if he wanted to. So we told her, like, we cannot accept this. This is unacceptable. We cannot. This is not a test that we can legitimize at the company. So she went, and this shit is fluctuating. So if my voice sounds like it's going up and down, I blame the ghost that is, like, haunting my Audacity program. I can see it going up and down.
Before we started, for like a good 5 minutes, we were trying to figure out the settings and stuff. And she even shared her screen just to show me that the thing was moving on its own.
It's still moving. I can see it. Like, I can see the shit doing it right now. So if this time, Sky is going to edit. So good luck with that. Cause
my first time. So if it sucks, sorry. Deal with it.
Yes, deal with it. But anyways, I mean, we're still amateurs. Don't be too hard on us. Anyways, back to the topic. So she didn't come. But the thing is, like, for you not to come, even though you have COVID, you have to bring like a doctor's note of absence, right? Like, they have to give you. And she didn't. She just said, oh, I'm not going to go. I have COVID. So that was a thing, right? And so she didn't like that we had to make her go to another to get like a molecular one, or like one that's an antigen that's actually from the place that you need to go, you know. So she went and took it, and then she went to get a molecular one, and she tested positive. And so we were like, shit, maybe we have COVID too. So I got an antigen. I got negative. My mother-in-law got an antigen. She got negative. So anyways. I might have it, but the thing went negative, so I have no idea. I could have it, I could not have it, I don't know. Anyway, so she came. She sent us the thing on Wednesday. She didn't come back till today. So
okay. So it's been a week?
It's been a week. So my mother-in-law was not happy. So she probably has till the 19th of August to work with us.
Ooh. That's coming up.
Yep.
Fast.
Because her contract already expired. So she was due for a new contract. So here in Peru, they do a contract, like I mentioned, for a month till whatever years. It just depends on what the company gives you and what you signed. So her already had expired, and we were supposed to give her a new one, but the new one is just going to be until the 19th of August. Not.
Okay.
Obviously, the days that she did not have a contract obviously are, you know, paid, because it's just on our end, we just didn't do the paperwork, but she still counted as a worker. I still have our company's tag. Woohoo. Anyways, so yeah, she's probably gonna, you know, put down.
Put down? Just so many guys are gonna kill her or something.
Yeah, I realized once I said it, but I meant she's gonna quit, or we're gonna kick her out. I don't know. Whatever, yeah. The term.
Terminate.
Yeah.
Terminate.
That's even worse. That's the same thing.
But that's what, like, the forms say, right? It just says termination.
Yeah. Put down.
They got terminated. Put down. Mm-hmm.
She got, yeah. So that's what's been happening here. We have a new secretary, and then...
Okay.
There was this boy that came yesterday that was supposed to help us with, like, the visuals and the camera and live transmission, but then he didn't come today, saying like, oh, that's not really my area. But then, like, the fuck, you had an interview with us and you said yes, so why waste our time?
Oh yeah, let me interview for this position that's not for my area, and then tell you it's not my area after I go through the whole pain of interviews.
Yeah, I know.
How does that make sense?
I don't know what he was thinking. So anyways, and this is where we are now. I'm surrounded by more lights this time.
Yes, so I've noticed.
Hey, I'm living my YouTuber fantasy, okay? I have my double color. I have my ring light. I have my diffuser light. I have my room light. And then I have my two party club nights, so.
Yeah, those things are huge.
Yes.
I will post a picture of them on Instagram, just the lights. Because... you don't understand when I say they are huge. When she showed me that picture, I was like, damn, not what I was picturing. Those are spotlights.
Yeah, those are spotlights. But that have like LED colors. So I'm going to take a picture of like my whole setup. Even it's like dirty and stuff in here. But just so you guys can see how many lights I have in here. But yes, that's what's been happening with me.
You know, for me, so we talked about it was my birthday when we recorded last week sometime. Something I forgot to mention was, for some reason, I keep getting like really random text messages from people that I don't know, because they're just a number I haven't saved. And so my birthday was on the 24th. On the 23rd, I received the following text message. It says, I know you have a special day coming up, so I wanted to quickly reach out to wish you a very happy birthday. If there are any birthday gifts you have your eye on, feel free to reach out and we can set up a private appointment to view them in person. I hope you feel extra celebrated on your special day. Sincerely, Talina. Who the fuck is Talina? How does she know my birthday, my phone number? And what the heck does set up a private appointment? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Private appointment? Is she going to like buy you all the stuff?
I don't know. Am I going to buy her? Is that what she's insinuating?
Maybe she wants you to be her sugar baby. Maybe she's gonna treat you to stuff.
That's not what I'm getting from. But like, it is, so the area code is an Indianapolis area code, which is what's scary about it.
Oh, what did you respond?
No. What am I supposed to respond to this?
The
fuck? Yes. Let's set up a private appointment in person.
That is really weird, though. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, right? I've been getting really weird messages. And just, like, random people texting me hi. And I don't know this phone number. I don't know the area code. I don't know where they're from. Like, I just got one 30 minutes ago. They just texted hi.
What the heck?
My phone number has been leaked!
Too many fans know.
Oh, no. But Yeah, that's what, I don't know. Maybe it's all, it's because of all the scammers I've been talking to.
Oh. which is part of this episode. I know you've told me about some of these incidents with like scammers. And the thing is like, those are, there's a lot of them. You have them through emails, you have them through phone calls, through businesses that like pretend to be like legit. And talking about, I just remember, I also have a story I want to share.
You do?
After yours, so.
I have many.
I want to hear, yeah, you have a lot of them. I'm going to save mine for last, but I want to hear yours.
Okay, so counting how many scammers I've talked to, I think I've talked to 6 scammers. 6 of them. That's a lot. I was just saying, geez, I have way too much free time on my hand. I need to go do something else with my life. So for people who doesn't know, there's this, I think, I'm not sure where this scam started, but I first heard of it like in Chinese, but it has been in the US now too. So in Chinese, it's called like the pig slaughter scam or the romance scam or like the crypto scam or whatever. So basically what they do is they butter you up. They like make you think you want to be, they want to be all lovey-dovey with you, and then you trust them, and then you sunk your life savings into cryptocurrency, quote-unquote, that's on a website that they control. So that's okay. Basically the premise of the scam. So out of my 6 scammers, 4 I met on dating apps.
Just to like add salt to the wound.
Just to add, you know, you're lonely, let's take your money too. And so the very first one, I actually didn't know about the scam yet when I first talked to him. And looking back, it was a year ago. It was over a year ago. It was June when I first started talking to him. And I didn't know this scam existed back then. And I just thought he was a really, I don't know. So they usually use like catfish pictures. They find pictures online of some random guy. And then pretend to be them, obviously. So this first one, I didn't know he was a scammer. But then things become rather suspicious. So in China, we use WeChat a lot to talk to each other and stuff. But he would only want to use WhatsApp. Because on WeChat, for you to have an account, you need to put in your like government-issued ID, your like social security number, whatever, for them to confirm that it's you. So I feel like that's like the first hint. I was like, oh, why? We're both Chinese. Why don't you want to use this? And then with these scams, usually they'll make up this like grand story, but it feels like a copy paste story. Usually they're really successful. They're really, they're the boss. They usually have an assistant that does everything for them. But, you know, that's just all just BS. So with this person, let's see. I was trying to pull up receipts to see if we have anything. I mean, in the very beginning, it was just regular talking of whatever. We just talk about our days. He shared me his cats, quote-unquote cats. I don't think it's his. It's just random videos. But we shared food and stuff. Let's see how long. This was like 2 weeks that we talked just about nothing. And then he started to sprinkle in, oh yeah, I like, you know, when we were asking each other like what we were doing and stuff, like just updating what we were doing, and he goes, oh yeah, I'm looking at these graphs on cryptocurrency. Are you aware of cryptocurrency? I was like, what? That's, he was sprinkle it in just a little by little. I feel like this first one is like the best scammer out of all the ones I've talked to. And then so he keeps wanting me download these apps. So the first one is, what is it called? It's a really popular one, Coinbase. And that one I think is legit because it's a pretty big app. So that's why I didn't question anything. But like, I was already suspicious. Like, why are we talking about money and you teaching me how to invest? And we've been talking for like 3 weeks. That's not normal. Mm. You know, that's just not normal. And as we were talking more, I was looking more into it. And I was like, ah, I see. So that's when in the middle there, I figured out, that's what this is. And he told me, oh, yeah, I can show you how to deposit money and, you know, make just some change. And I was just really curious as to see how this all works. So I pretended to follow along.
Okay.
He told me to put like $1,000 in. I was like, I could put $100 in.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, yeah, $100 is a lot, but it's, I won't, you know, cry or die over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I followed all of his things, whatever. Then he told me to transfer it to a different website. And that website looked sketchy. Like, you know that website was sketchy. And I started doing some, like, what was it called? I started doing more research on it. Like, I went to Reddit and searched that website. And some lady said that she put all her money in and she lost everything.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, huh, I wonder how this works. The strangest thing, you know, is that you put your money in and, like, I transferred my $100 in because, like I said, just $100. You'd have to talk to the customer service to do anything. There's no, like, automatic, you click this, your money is in. You have to talk to customer service for literally anything. You want to do anything on that website, you have to talk to customer service, like an actual person.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's not a robot on the other side. You could tell that was an actual person on the other side. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And so then he would tell me, hey, let's set up a time. And I'll tell, like, let me do some research. And I'll tell you when to buy in and, like, sell it. And we can make some profit. I was like, sure, it's $100, whatever you want to do. And so I actually made some money on it, which is how they reel you in, right? They'll first make you make the money and then want you to put more and then take all of that away.
How much did you win?
Actually, I put in $100. I got like $500 back. Like, I took $500 out.
Wow.
Or $600 out, yeah. But then, like, once he showed me the quote-unquote ropes and that I was making money, he's like, hey, you know, I just think it'll be really good for you to make a $10,000 deposit and we can make some real money on here. And first of all, I was like, $10,000? The fuck? Who do you think I am? So obviously I did not do that. So I took my money out without telling him I was going to do that. And then after, I made sure it was deposited back into my bank because it was all wire transfers.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I didn't give anyone my bank account number. It's just like my wire transfer number and like my bank's information, really. So I did get the money. And then after, I told him, hey, like, blah, 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 blah. But it just kind of ended there. But hey. I made my plane ticket to Peru. That's how I went to see Charlie from the scammer.
You came to see me from scammer money.
Yeah, that's how I made my profit.
That's good.
That's my first time. And then ever since, they're so easy to spot because those pictures are clearly catfish pictures. And actually, I have screenshots of these people. And I'm not trying to, like, expose anyone, but I might post them on Instagram just so people can see them. And if someone knows these pictures or something, you can let them know, hey, people are using your picture to scam others. What they usually do is, let's say we match on Hinge. They will ask for my WhatsApp and then they will unmatch just so I no longer have access to their account.
So you can't, like, report them. Yeah.
Yeah. So usually as soon as we exchange like WhatsApp information, they would a match or delete their whatever. So I can no longer find them.
Well, how did the conversation end with them?
Well, this first one, since I didn't know. Okay, something else. In the middle there, I kind of made up like a exaggerated version of my childhood of how poor I am, how helpless I am, just to see if he has some morals, you know, once I figured out. And this dude paused for like one night and like, yeah, I'm just really thinking about what you said to me. And then the next day he continued. I was like, ah, this fucker. So this first one just kind of ended. I didn't call him out, but I did report his number on WhatsApp. But I think he noticed he can't scam me, so he really just stopped talking to me. He's like, oh. His responses became really
short.
I'm interested. Yeah, I was like, okay, he found something else probably. That to scam.
Yeah.
But yeah, the second one also wanted to scam me the same, but the second one really did not have patience. Like, we did not talk for that long. How you tell their scammer? First of all, look at their profile. Their pictures just shows it. You can just tell they're a scammer. It's just all this, I don't know. They look like a catfish.
Okay.
And second of all, when you talk to them, you ask them what they do and stuff. Usually they will say, oh, I'm a manager or I'm a boss of some sort. And I'm just in the US for whatever. And I have an assistant that does everything for me. Or I have a translator that translates everything for me. Or I have this really big house. Something like that. They'll make a really fake story. And then third, yeah, they start mentioning cryptocurrency real fast. That's how you tell they're a scammer. Yeah, so this second one really did not take any time. And so since I had my experience from the first one, and I had that website that he gave me, and I still have the link to it. And so he was asking me, do you know crypto? I was like, oh, I see.
That's when you knew.
Yeah, that's when I knew. And then he was trying to tell me to use Coinbase. I was like, oh, my Coinbase isn't working. And actually, it wasn't working. And maybe Coinbase noticed it was a scammer or something, but my Coinbase was not working for a very long time. Once I told him my Coinbase is not working, he's like, oh, and he just stopped responding.
Oh, so he knows it's not working because the other guy maybe did something with it.
No, I don't think they're together. I'm saying I think he stopped talking to me because he knows he'll have to play the long game of waiting for my Coinbase to start working again, and we don't know when that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, this target is too long.
This target.
But this third guy is hilarious.
Okay.
Because he used foreign, usually they're Chinese, and usually they use like picture of someone that's Asian. But this dude, he used someone that's white. And in his profile, it said he spoke Chinese. I was like, that's strange. So I messaged him, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm from Great Britain. And my dad is from there too. But my mom is Chinese or something like that. I will just test his like English skills just to make fun of it. But he is really bad at English for someone that was born there. Yeah, so I asked, so like things that we talked about was like, I asked him, oh, what do you like to do? He goes, well, before COVID, I really like outdoor activities like snorkeling, snowboarding. The thing you do in the ocean?
Shit, what is it called in
English? Yeah, there we go. Because all of this was in Chinese that we're talking. And like rock climbing and traveling, things like that. But with COVID, since I can't do a lot of those things, I like to read, watch movies, listen to music, and cook. And recently, if I have some time, I'll watch some finance news and look at how cryptocurrency is doing. I was like, ah.
That was a smooth transition, though, I have to say. I like it.
I was like, ah, I see. There we go. And so then I tried to diverge from it, and we start talking about food and stuff. And he just randomly sends me pictures. He's like, oh yeah, I'm looking at the the crypto stuff right now. He sent me a picture of, like, I don't know what this is, a graph of something.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, how about we delete Hinge at the same time? Like, dude, I met you 2 days ago. You're telling me to delete Hinge? Haven't even met you in person. Oh, that's another thing. They will never meet you in person.
Oh. Well,
that's how you know.
Yeah.
They'll never meet you in person. And then he just sent me a random screenshot of his account being deleted. So, you know, I wanted to see where this goes. So I sent him a random screenshot of my account being quote-unquote deleted, but I didn't actually delete it. Like, I know you're not real. Why would I delete my Hinge?
You're not worth my Hinge.
Yeah, and like, it was he was obviously a scammer, but I just want to see where all this goes. And like, you know, they will butter you up and always compliment you, and they're just trying to be the perfect guy by always texting you, responding right away, and just things like that, so you can trust them. So, like I mentioned in the beginning, how this is called like the pig slaughter scam, right?
Mm.
So he asked, hey, I really want a picture of you. And so I sent him a picture of a pig. And he goes, I was like this? You want a picture like this? He's like, yeah, it's great. But like, can you do something a little more serious? And so I found a pig in a tux, like in like a tie, and I sent him a pig in a tie. And then I just found a reason, like, oh, my movie's starting. I have to go. So I just stopped talking to him there. But I never actually sent a picture of myself, because I feel like that's how they get more like pictures of people.
Mm.
But asking, right, like people you're talking to, and then using their pictures as your next profile.
Right.
I feel like that's how that cycle goes. And then later we were talking about cycling and stuff. And for those who don't remember or don't know, our roommate Z, she is really good at cycling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, send me a picture of the new bike you got. And he find a random picture on Google and sends it to me. It's just a random picture of a bike. Like, I don't know if you can see it.
Oh my gosh. That looks like he's trying to sell it.
It has like a white background. It's just a random picture. I was like, that's your bike? He's like, no, it's just an idea.
The idea?
It's just an idea of what the bike is.
Like, does he not... Is he trying to say that you don't know what the bike is? What it looks like? That you did the idea of a bike?
I asked for your bike. So, like, there's random English he threw in there, but he's not very good at English. If you don't want to find a serious relationship, I don't think I like to waste time.
Wait, we're still talking about the guy that's supposedly from Great Britain?
That's what he said. If you don't want to find a serious relationship, I don't think I like to waste time.
He doesn't think that he likes to waste time.
So, like, I would respond in English sometimes, too. And I asked him, so now, do you understand? And he said, yes, it is.
No words. No words spoken.
And I told him, wow, your English is great. And he goes, not as good as yours. He just keeps sending me more frequently sent me messages and like pictures of like graphs like this.
Okay.
That means nothing to me.
Yep.
How this one ended is very funny, because he was like, oh yeah, I was looking for my passport. I was like, passport? For what? He's like, yeah, Coinbase needs identification verification. And then I was too late. I was so mad. He sent me a picture of his passport, quote unquote passport. It was clearly Photoshopped. It was so clearly Photoshopped. And then like he deletes his message right away. And he asked me, oh, my passport picture is really ugly, isn't it? And I go, since he deleted, I was like, huh, you think your passport photo is too obviously Photoshopped too, huh? He never responded.
That was the end of your conversation?
Yeah, he sends me a picture of his passport that's clearly, like, somebody done it in 2 minutes with a random number and his picture on someone else's passport. And then I said, you also thought this was too obviously Photoshopped, huh? That's why you deleted the picture. And he never responded.
He's like, oh shit, she found out.
I got caught.
Damn. The things that people do.
I know. This third one was way too short. Like, I think this was the fourth one. The other one, the third one. This fourth one was even shorter because I was just trying to see how far I can push this.
Okay.
Okay, so this one happened actually when I was in Peru.
Did you mention that to me? I don't remember. I think so, right?
I think so, a little bit. So he goes, hi, I'm Andy. I was like, hello. Because I told him, oh, I'm not home. I'm out traveling. He's like, where are you? I told him, oh, I'm in Peru. Like, oh, when are you there? Blah, 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 blah. And then he asked me what I do, how long I've been in the U.S. So I just said whatever. So I asked him, hey, what do you do? He goes, oh, I'm a financial analyst. What about you? I was like, right now, I'm jobless. I like to travel the world. I will just find a job whenever I get back home. So I think that's what pushed him over, because he think I don't have money. Because, like, what I told him is I travel the world. I never do anything. I don't work. And work is not important. Traveling is more important. I want to just go everywhere. And he asked me what my next destination is. I was like, oh, yeah, from Peru, I'm going to Brazil. And then Argentina. And then some other places. And then maybe somewhere in Europe. He never responded to me.
She probably thought you were like a backpacker or something.
Yeah, I probably thought I didn't have enough money to scam.
So sad.
But yeah, I have. So they're from everywhere. Like, they find people from everywhere. I had another scammer. He contacted me through Instagram. I lied to him and told him, because I asked him, oh yeah, where are you in the US? He goes, oh yeah, I'm in New York. I was like, no way, me too. So I told him I was in New York, and I asked him, so I have friends in New York.
Yeah.
I was getting her to help me.
Okay.
Just so I don't look so like I don't know anything about New York. So I keep asking him, oh hey, yeah, so what Chinese restaurants do you always go to? Because we discussed food again, obviously. And he said some random places that I've both me and my friend that lives in New York, we've never heard before.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I told him more famous places. Like my point, like I mentioned before, they will never meet up with you, even if they make the plans to. So he was like, oh yeah, you know, you want to meet up sometime? I was like, sure, let's meet up. And so we scheduled a time for like Thursday or something. I don't remember. This was a while back. Yeah, he never responded after we set up the time. The most ridiculous one I've gotten was from LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Yeah. People be using LinkedIn to scam people now.
Man, they're broadening their horizon.
Exactly. So I only responded to one of them, and the other ones I didn't even accept their like invite. Because okay. It's LinkedIn, it's like something for business.
Yeah.
And I remember something. I think two people contacted me through LinkedIn. And one of them, their name changed overnight. And like, I knew he was a scammer. So the night before, I took a screenshot. Like, his name changed overnight. And I was like, I thought your name was this. And why is it now this? And he goes, oh, are you sure you're talking to me? And so I was like, I have a picture. He never responded. He's like, oh, that's so strange. And he never responded.
Just smile and wave. Just smile and wave.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Those are my scammer stories.
Yeah.
You know, people, be careful online. People are most likely not who they say they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, like, there's this channel that I used to watch that it's like a Muslim guy. Maybe he's Muslim or maybe he's Hindu. I'm sorry. I'm not really good at differentiating sometimes. He was lighter. He was light skin. So I thought he was Muslim. But anyways, he will get calls from scammers and then he would scam the scammers. So he will either go, he will like deal with the phone scammers, right? The ones that like tell you you either have something wrong with your bank or you have a debt that you need to pay, you know, those usual ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So usually the ones that he was dealing with were the debt collectors, supposedly. So they will call you and say, or you have a debt with like, I don't know, AT&T. And that if you don't pay, it's going to go through IRS or whatever. So it's better if you just pay it right now. So this guy would just like, you know, talk like an elderly woman. Like, oh no, is that true? You know, like change his voice. And then pretend that he is going to pay. So the scammer will tell him, oh, you need to get a car that you put in money. Right. You know those that are like...
Like those pre-load cards.
Prepaid cards. You have to put in the amount. And then you have to put that in somewhere, right? Or you have to put your social security number. You have to give me your bank account number so we can do the whatever. So sometimes they will tell him to go online and go and do it. So he built this computer. That's like a computer within a computer. So if the scammers hack into your program, your computer, it's not actually in your computer. It's like a computer within it. So it's contained. So sometimes these scammers say you have a virus. We need to look at your computer. Can you give us remote access to your computer? And so they will go into your computer, put it in, and they will lock your computer. And so if you have documents and stuff, they will have a hold of that. And you have to pay them for them to, like, you pay them either $100 or $500 so they can, like, unlock it. When he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't know. Can you please help me? Because I don't know. I don't want to lose my, like, I want to fix my computer. So what he does is that through this remote access, he actually accesses their computer. Well, they are thinking that they're actually looking at his computer, but he goes into their computer, deletes all the social securities that they have accumulated because they write it down in a file. Mm-hmm. You know,
I feel like this sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can find him. I don't know what his name is, but he will go and he will delete all those numbers. And then the guy, it's usually from like a Indian background, Hindu background, and they will scream and they will like talk in Hindu. He's from India. So, they will curse like, oh, you motherfucker, like, what are you doing? I'm going to go kill you. But in their language, right? And then he will go quiet and then he will respond in their language. And then the guy will go silent.
So, yeah, but this sounds really familiar. I think I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, he has this YouTube channel. Like, it's something. Sometimes he puts like titles of, "I made a scammer scream," or "I made a scammer cry," or "I hacked into a scammer's computer," or something like that. Those types of titles, and you'll see like a Hindu guy that like puts wigs on. And does this like he's like on a corner, and then he will talk to the scammers. But yeah, there's some people who like you entertain them and then have them waste the scammers' time. So as long as you're like,
because like we know what they are and we know like we won't get scammed. That's why like it's just really entertaining. I took too much free time, but. What you said reminded me, my whole inspiration behind entertaining this idea was some guy I saw on YouTube as well. I think he was doing a TED Talk or something, and he was responding in emails to scammers.
Yep.
And that's where I got my idea. I was like, you know what, I'll just talk to them. What's, like, I know what not to give out, so what's the worst that could happen?
Right. I think I saw that TED Talk too. And talking about... like email, I also got one when I was an intern back when I was working. And I remember I got an email saying that a really far away relative that's Japanese.
Oh, I think I remember this. I think you told us this story.
Yeah, he's his name is so and so and so, and he has recently died and left an inheritance for you. We need your information so we can wire you this the money or something like that. And I was like, what, like 2019? For a while, I was like, huh? Japanese? Inheritance? I was really confused at first, but then I told my supervisor, like, hey, I got this email that says that I got an inheritance from this Japanese dead guy. And she's like, yeah, be careful with that. So, I think I responded saying like, oh, what was he like? Or like, how do you get my information? Like, where does that all this fit in? But like, I don't remember if they responded or not. And then I got another one that's like, do you want to work in a Japanese company? And then they called me.
They called you?
Yeah, they called me. And I went to their website and it was really wonky. It was like a person who just like tried to do a web page did it. And then it was a lady. And then she even interviewed me.
Oh, that's an extensive scam.
Yeah, then she's like, so how's your Japanese? And I told her, well, it's not really that great because I took it in high school for 4 years, but I've forgotten most of it. And she's like, well, let's talk in Japanese for a little bit. And so I kind of butchered my Japanese. And she's like, all right, well, I think you're a pretty good fit. We're going to give you a call, like, to give you the results or something like that. And then she never called me back. But yeah, it was, I don't know if it was a scam or not, but like, it was pretty weird. She said they were working here in the U.S. and they were like stationed in Chicago or something like that.
Like, what's with like you and attracting random Japanese scams?
But anyways, I recently experienced a scam.
Okay.
So here in Peru.
Okay.
Yeah. So here apparently there are traveling companies that give out national flights for free and then international flights for like a really cheap price.
Okay.
And so what they do is that they put stands in different places. So this one was in the parking lot in Miraflores. You know that big circle kind of park that we went once?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Underneath the park, there's a parking lot, like a subterranean parking lot. And so there was this one stand, right? There were two girls in there and they had like little scratch offs. I was walking with my partner. I was a little slower because I was holding something. And this girl sees me and she's like, hey, come here. I want you to like see if you can win the scratch off. I was like, well, okay. So I went to her booth and I scratched, right?
Uh-huh.
I got the figures were luggage, and then scratch again, luggage. So three luggage in a row. And she's like, oh, you won. I was like, what did I win? So she tells me, look, we are a travel agency. Today we're doing a promotion. We're trying to promote our agency. So we're doing a scratch off that if you get a three in a row, right, you can get a free flight with our agency to any part of Peru. I was like, oh, that, okay. So I was thinking, right, that, well, a flight, that's kind of weird, but like, I'll just like, you know, entertain her. So she's like, yeah, and if you come with me to our agency, we can like get all the paperwork done and stuff like that. So I went, I was like, okay. So I went to my partner, I was like, hey, look, I won. And he's like, what did you win? And he's like, I won a flight. And he's like, really? he's, I'm like, yeah, look at this. I won. Like, I never win a scratch off. And I was like, you know, trying to make, like, I was happy and stuff. And so the girl, you know, she's behind me and she's like, yeah, we, our place is like really close. We can go, right? So I told my partner, hey, let's go. Let's check it out, you know. Because, like, we have free time. Like, hey, let's just go. This is an adventure. He's like, okay, fine. He was not really happy about it. He was like, okay, I'm just going to entertain this lady. So we get in the car, right? You know, my partner sits on the driver. I sit here. And then this girl sits in the back. Okay. The thing is, I didn't give her a ride or anything. I didn't say, come in. So I looked behind me and I said, are you coming with us in the car? She's like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, the cameras will take your plate in case something happens. I'm like, what?
Well, this scammer really does not know what safety is, huh?
Yeah, she's a girl. She's like maybe 20, right?
Okay.
Just skinny little thing, you know. Anybody could like pick her up and put her in a van and go off with her. But anyways, I told her, are you sure? Like, so we're, she gave us the address, right? So I was like, well, she's here, so might as well like go. Because we're going to, you know, we'll, I was planning on making her walk and then we will just go the other way. But she got in the car.
She's like, no, I mean, I'm making sure y'all are going with me.
Right? So, you know, she comes in. And then we take her to, like, the agency. And the thing is, the sketchiest thing is, it's within a casino. You have to, we reach the casino. And then she told us, yeah, you just have to go to the parking lot in this casino. I was like, well, that's really, like, mafia-ish, I have to say. Yeah. So, you know, we go. And we go almost to, like, the lowest of the parking spots. Like, I want to say, like, the fourth.
Okay, like -4.
-4. Yeah. It was, nobody was there. We were kind of scared. It was like, I was going to be like, if something sketchy happens, I'm just going to push this girl off the car and we're just going to run for it, right? So, you know, she comes out and she's like, yeah, follow me. I'll take you. We decide to go with her, you know, and we go up to the, we go into the elevator and we go up. And so we reach this like agency, right? This office. It's the only office that's open. Everything else is like closed off.
Okay. Yeah, who would want to rent the office space in that sketchy area?
In a casino. It's, yeah. Well, the area is still Miraflores, so.
Okay.
But anyway, still, right? We go in. Inside, it was really nice. It was really nice, looking really modern. You know, they had like a TV showing all the places, the tours that you can do in Cancun, Dominican Republic, all this like tourist attractions, right? Where you can take the packages. And so we were talking to this lady, the secretary, and she's like, yeah, we're doing this. And, you know, the thing that you need to do is, well, you just have to wait a little bit, okay? Because I'm trying to like finish this up with a client that just went in, and then I can like put you guys in. So, you know, we waited. We sat down and we waited, just like, we were just spiraling down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, I was like, why are you guys still there?
Yeah, so my partner was like getting frustrated because he wanted to leave for obvious reasons. But I was like, yeah. I want to push this. I want to see what happens. And so we, there's this couple that were in front of us and they were doing the thing. And then when they opened the door to, because once you sign or whatever, you have to go to the back office. So they opened that door and there was loud music, really loud music in there. And so they went in, like three dudes came out and then they escorted the couple in. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's when my partner's like, no. You know, he got freaked out a little bit. So he told the lady, hey, we don't have time. We have to, like, go back because they're waiting for us. Is it okay if we come back tomorrow? And the girl was like, no, but this promotion won't be up tomorrow because they wanted to, like, keep us in there.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, look, I don't have time. I'll come back tomorrow at 4. So we have to leave now. And then, so my partner is like, he's not a small guy. He's not skinny either.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, he has tattoos up his arms and, you know, he was wearing
hand.
Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, his hand is like, fuck. So the girl got a little intimidated because she was the only one there with the other skinny girl. And everybody else was back there. So just as one of the guys came out to like escort us in, you know, my partner is like, we're going to come back tomorrow. And then the secretary is like, yeah. It's better if you just leave him. Like he'll come back tomorrow. And so we left. Right. And so we thought like maybe they're going to jump us like while we were trying to like come out. They didn't though. We got home. And so my partner is like, this is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. I can't believe you like talked me into doing this, and we're never going to do that again because this is dangerous. Like, you know, because obviously it was. I'm just crazy like that. So anyways.
What the heck? Like all of my scammer stories, I just text these people. I don't tell them anything about me. Oh, your scammer story. You go to the negative 4 floor of a parking lot and follow this girl. Like physically follow some girl into their office. What the heck?
But anyways,
Anyways, maybe don't do what Charlie does either. Just don't do what any of us do.
But then, you know, we looked up the office or like the agency, and there were tons of like people saying that they were scammers. That they will take you to this like dark room. It was really loud and it will have you there for hours. Like they will talk to you about the contract of the fees and stuff like that. And they will promise you this and that and this and that and this and that. And it's just so much noise and you're kind of disoriented. And then they give you to sign and then you sign it at the, like you just sign it. So it will just, you know, you can just get out. Cause they will make you stay for like, oh, I don't even know how long, 1 hour, 2 hours of them just talking and talking and talking. And so the thing is, like, they don't actually, what they do is legal.
How?
Yeah. So it's not that they scam you out of your money because you sign a contract agreeing to the fees that they, or the interest rates that they give you for, like, the things, right?
But isn't like them locking you in a room and like stuff like that? Isn't like, I don't know what it's called, like entrapment or something?
Yeah, I have no idea. But they have all this stuff, but they're still like in business. So I have no idea. I think the agency name is like Magic Peru or something like that. Magic Travel or something like that. And so...
See if you can find the name and we'll post it on our Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Just to warn people.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they do this. And then, you know, sometimes those contracts will put you in debt with them. So you have to pay them back. Or they will take your money but never actually give you your flight or your package or anything.
But isn't that the scam? Like, isn't that illegal then?
I have no idea. I don't know what... Peru is a little weird, but they're still, I mean, they're still in business. Or if they're backed up by the mafia, then they'll probably keep doing it because the government doesn't do anything against the mafia, so.
It was, like, under this casino thing, so it sounds very sketchy.
Yeah, very sketchy. But anyways, that's my scam story.
Your scam story was way too dangerous. You know, people say, oh, yeah, we like adventures. Not adventures that would put your life in danger, Charlie.
Yeah, my partner was really mad at me. And I was like, well, you followed me, so you're as much as fault as I am.
That's such... I see why he was mad. I can see why he was mad.
Yeah. He told me, when we go out, you're not allowed to talk to anybody.
You know what you guys should have done? When the girl was in your car, yeah. Just don't follow any of her directions and scare the crap out of her. Just take her to like a back alley. Just go back alley ways, even though she's telling to go this other direction.
Right. Oh my God. It's so funny. But the thing is, like, I don't know if they're all into it or the girl is actually bringing these people believing that this is actually a traveling company. But, like, I feel like that's not right because, like, those things are online.
Yeah, you know? I doubt it. Yeah, I think they're all in on it. Like, how can you not know? You bring people back every day and they are trapped there for hours until they sign something that promises them money that they get paid. So they have to know about it. Like, there's no way.
So, yeah, it was funny. My mother-in-law was not happy about it either.
I could see why. I'm not happy about it either.
Hey, you only live once. I need to put my life in danger at least once in my life. Anyways.
I don't think that... What?
Oh, man. Hey, I thought that our episode was going to be short, but we're at a 1 hour mark right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just have a lot to talk about. Wow.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I wonder if the people that listen to us have also been scammed into something.
Yeah, if you have, please share with us. You have an Instagram. I keep saying we'll work on the Facebook, but I never use Facebook. So I never remember to open it to make a group or anything.
I mean, we're not at that point yet, so it's fine. I don't think anybody has asked for a Facebook group. So,
but if you want to share your story, please. DM us on our Instagram or email us.
Yes, at.
What's our email? The Homebodies Podcast?
I think so. Let me look it up. This is kind of sad. Okay, it's the Homebodies Podcast at gmail.com. That's our email.
And our Instagram handle should also be the Homebodies Podcast.
Yes, you can find. Yes, you can also. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, that means that you found us. But we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor and all like the major podcast platforms. So we try to be here every Tuesday. We will see what Sky's editing skills are for this episode. So look forward to it.
Look forward to it. Maybe just... turn the volume down a little bit so you don't have to hear all the things I missed.
I am kind of worried about my audio because it fluctuates a lot. So I can see it being like small and then increasing in size for a little bit and then decreasing in size. So do the things that I told you about amplifying and stuff where the parts are kind of weird.
Yeah, I can see mine doing that too for some reason.
Is it just Audacity being weird today?
Maybe, because like, I feel like I will be talking around the same distance on the same volume, and then some of it, like, you know how the both ends will touch?
Yeah.
And then now it's just normal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be a nightmare for you, but good luck.
Thank you.
Well, you've been listening to the Homebodies Podcast. We are happy to be here, and I hope that we continue this every week. When you guys reach out to us through Instagram or our email, it makes us really happy. Please give a follow on our Instagram and do write a review on iTunes. Just lie and say that we're the greatest podcast ever so other people can listen to us.
Hey. That's not a lie. That's the truth.
That's the hard fact.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll see you on the next episode.
The next episode. Oh.